Okay.
Traditional medicine have been around for thousands and thousands of years. When you Africa or Far East Asia, people have been living in those areas for 10,000 years. And they got sick and they treat themselves. And they use, you know, traditional medicine, you know, roots, leaves, fruits, vegetables to, you know, to heal themselves. Now we've lost that. And as I was saying before, 50 years ago, we were much more closer to nature than now. Okay, now we live in the era of speed. Everything has to be faster. Okay, but are we going faster to our end?
Well, welcome back, podcast listeners, to the Wellness Connection. This is Karen Bell, and who we have here with us today, Gerard Demerville. Well, welcome, Mr. Demerville. You are here to talk to us about your company. It's called Zilla. And where did that come from?
The name is Zile.
Zile.
Zile, which means small island.
Zile, okay, yes.
And the name is Zile Distributors.
Distributors, okay. Mm-hmm.
But the commercial name is Zile Natural.
Very good. Okay. Now, where is that originated from? Is that from?
That's Haitian Creole.
Okay, very good.
Because I'm originally from Haiti.
Yes, originally from Haiti.
Yeah. Okay. And
And your products are more homeopathic.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, over there, we don't have a chemical industry. Mm-hmm. Okay, and all of my products are handmade.
Oh,
okay, are handmade. They are, you know, they are all. That's why I cannot, you know, provide big quantity because they are handmade. Yeah, even my oils, they are cold pressed and with a small machine, you know, that's. But it's really targeting, you know, people in the market of natural, you know, product lovers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So your products usually is for persons who are more conscientious in the health
portion. Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. It happens that a lot of those products that we use, our grandmothers use them, mm-hmm. okay, to treat our mothers and even to treat us. Somewhere along the way, we stop using them and we start, you know, trusting the pharmaceutical, okay, instead of, you know. Now it's a way to go back to our roots, back to nature. And I think it has to be our future. Okay, if we don't reconnect with nature, okay, nature would kick back at us.
Okay? Very good point.
And all of my product has some homeopathic virtue. Okay, and I forgot to tell you that my company is Baltimore based. Okay, it was created and registered here, right here in Baltimore. You know. And I came here almost 2 years ago, and I fell in love with Baltimore.
And we were having a little bit of a chat before we started rolling about like what brought you to Baltimore, and how you are finding it here. I think that. So, had you had an idea of starting something like this before you came, and coming here made it. Created a space for you to do it, or is it an idea that you had once you got
okay.
here?
Okay, I used to have a chicken farm.
Okay.
I used to have a chicken farm. Okay. And
that barnyard pimp. That okay.
Mostly what they call layers. In reality, they're not chicken; they're a hen.
Right, so you okay. were like an egg farm, really.
Egg farm. Okay. Okay. And my partner and I, we had sometime difficulty maintaining the health of the chicken.
Okay.
Okay. And my partner, we read somewhere about moringa. And we start, we plant, you know, a few trees in order to have those moringa leaves and seeds to grind into the chicken
feed.
Feed, yeah. All right? And we had a big loss. The chickens start dying and we couldn't see exactly what, you know, killing them. And since we had a lot of trees, my partner told me, I think we better make oil with those seeds and we can sell the moringa oil. Okay. And when I came to Baltimore, he called me, did you find any market for moringa oil? Did you find market for moringa oil? I said, okay, I'm going to, you know, look at it and everything. And I said to myself, I cannot sell moringa oil by itself, okay? Let me, you know, try to find something else. And to tell you the truth, Baltimore inspired me a lot.
Okay.
Okay.
You found a market here.
Not only the market, you know, when you see the city has a very strong character, okay? And there's a lot of history, mm-hmm. okay? And when I saw the public, you know, people who lives here, I realized that there's a very strong market in the city.
Okay. So let me make sure I'm following you here. So you used to raise chickens. That turned into, there was some problems there where a lot of the chickens were dying. I guess it was sort of a broad problem with chickens, mm-hmm. but you had started planting these trees, moringa trees. So can you spell that?
Moringa is M-O-R-I-N-G-A.
Moringa.
Moringa.
Okay, so, and that's going to be one of our main Moringa is going to be one of our main characters throughout our conversation here. So
yes, I'm going to explain to you more or less what is it, moringa.
Okay, so then when you came here, your partner was like, "Hey, you got somewhere where we can do something with these?"
But you know something, we found the formula, okay, how to feed the chicken with the moringa.
Okay,
oh, okay, and now
he's going
we have
again.
Like a, we have like a 3,000 or 4,000
chickens. So know, the moringa, so
chicken. You know, that are naturally fed.
Okay.
So we have organic eggs, natural, you know, eggs that we feed them with the under product. You know, where after the pressing, mm-hmm. we have this mulch, you know, like this.
Right, right.
That has some oil in it, and we mix it with ground corn and all those, and you know, and we found the formula for the feed.
So now the chickens are doing good again.
Yeah, the chickens are doing good.
All right. So is there somewhere around here where you can get moringa-fed eggs? Moringa-fed chicken eggs? Or that's just something back in Haiti?
That's only back to Haiti.
All right. You know? So next time y'all go to Haiti, y'all see if y'all can find some moringa-fed. Or if you're listening in Haiti. I don't know.
Because 3,000 chicken is, you know.
That's a lot of chickens. Mm.
No. That's a very, 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 very tiny, small farm.
Well, I mean, so, all right, so I'm familiar with just a coop in the yard with with a dozen or so birds. I'm not familiar with a whole operation.
I understand that. Yeah,
so,
I understand that.
Those things fly, too. You know they'll fly on you.
Yeah, they'll fly on you.
Yeah.
I've had one. I mean, when I was in...
My mom is terrified of chickens.
Really? Yeah. When I was in South Carolina, because that's where a lot of my family roots started off at, they had a farm. And so we used to have to play on the farm with the pigs and the chicken and everyone else, the rooster. And so... Yes.
I actually have an aunt named Chicken. That's what her nickname is. We call her Chicken. Shout out to Aunt Chicken. Yeah, Aunt Chicken.
Did she move like a chicken?
No. She's just a fan.
Okay.
She's a fan. But yeah, that's really powerful. I think that's probably proof of the concept of how healthy this product is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. You so know, we in Baltimore. So let's come back to Baltimore now. Let's talk about how you got started with this.
I'd like to add. I mean, that's interesting because most products they said has not been tested by animals, but yet this was, and it's in a healthy approach towards a test.
Yeah, I'm going to come back to Moringa in a while, right? And I like to talk about more about all the product I sell and everything.
Okay.
And we'll make a small stop on Moringa.
Okay. Right?
And as I was saying, all of my product has some homeopathic virtue.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I can divide them into different categories. Okay. The first category are the natural oil.
Okay.
Okay. I have Moringa oil, castor oil. Okay, that's two natural oil I have.
We know
castor
about that.
Oil.
Yes, you're taking us. Well,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
For me, you're taking castor me back. Oil. We used to have to ingest that.
Yes.
Every day.
Yeah. Not every day. Well, every year, I remember, before school started.
In my home, it was every day. We had to take a little spoonful.
Oh, my goodness.
And aloe vera. Oh. That was another mix we had to take. And we never got sick. We were never out. Every day at school, never sick.
Mm-hmm. Because my grandmother used to give a portion of castor oil.
Right, our chicken is a big fan of castor oil too. She's a castor oil person.
Oh, chicken, your aunt?
Yeah, my aunt Chicken.
Okay,
she's like the last holdout of the castor oil takers.
She's still taking it.
She's still taking it.
You go, girl. But I believe in it though. Because I'm telling you, I never got sick. Mm-hmm.
Castor oil is very, very, very good as a topical oil.
Oh, on the skin.
Yeah, and hair.
Really?
Oh, it's super for the hair.
Hmm. Yeah, there are products with castor. I've seen products, with castor oil.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you have to be very careful, with castor oil. There's two different castor oil.
Okay. Please explain.
Okay? There's the black castor oil, and there's the white castor oil, the clear castor oil.
Yeah, that's the one I know.
The clear one mm-hmm. is not for cosmetic.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, that's the one we ingest. That's the one we take. That's the one I used to take by mouth.
Okay.
It was
the clear one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But the clear one is not very good for cosmetic. The black one is for cosmetic.
Oh, very interesting.
The clear one, you'll be surprised. The clear one is used on the space shuttle.
On the special?
On the space shuttle.
Space shuttle.
Oh, the clear one?
To do what?
To do what?
The clear one is also used in very, very, very expensive engines.
In engines?
Really?
Yeah.
As like a lubricant.
As the lubricant.
Well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that makes sense, though.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Now, I was putting that in my body. What do you mean that makes sense?
It makes sense as a lubricant.
Oh, as a loop. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because
get you loose. It turns you loose now.
It solidifies at a very, very low temperature.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
And it can withstand very high temperature.
Right.
That's why they use it on the space shuttle to lubricate some parts.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Because some oil... Okay, like the synthetic oil, okay, they use, you have to use synthetic oil in your engine in colder weather.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. If not, the oil will solidify inside mm-hmm. of your engine.
Right, and lock
okay?
you up.
Mm-hmm. But castor oil, the white castor oil, the clear castor oil, mm-hmm, it's used in very expensive engine.
That was interesting.
Many years ago, Jaguar used to use
castor oil.
Okay, mm-hmm. Aston Martin used castor oil, clear castor oil.
I hear a rap lyric coming.
Right? You know how much
rappers don't know about that, because if they did, they would put it in the song. Yeah.
Do you know that it costs $20,000 to service an Aston Martin? $20,000 or $30,000 just for oil change.
Wow, because they're using a lot of castor oil.
Because it's a lot of castor oil.
They use castor oil, and you know why?
Castor oil is expensive.
You know why? This brand.
Castro. Yeah, there's a brand that is called Castro, and I guess mm-hmm. it has some castor oil in it.
No, it started as a castor oil producer.
Okay. Oh, they used to produce castor oil, and they made a.
They used to produce and sell castor oil.
Yeah. I know that company.
Yeah,
mm. yeah.
Before they changed to synthetic and petroleum oil, okay. But before they used to sell castor oil.
Okay.
Okay, but castor oil is an organic base, you know, agricultural base, and it's very expensive, you know.
It is.
The clear oil. But the black castor oil is the one that is very good for your hair.
Really?
Make that stuff lay down, huh?
Yeah, very good. Very, very good for your hair. Okay.
Have it fried, down, laid to the side.
And now I'm getting to the second, you know, category of product of oil, my oil blends.
Blends.
Well, the blends we... Okay.
The blends, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have some blends made of 8 different oils. Natural oil.
Okay.
Okay. So there's one which is an hair treatment.
Hair treatment?
Yeah.
Specifically for hair treatment.
Specifically for hair treatment, to grow hair.
Okay. Wow. Okay. A lot of girls will line up for that one.
Yeah.
Guys too.
And the second one is...
The follically challenged.
Right. Yeah. And the second one is for cellulite.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
You can rub it on you to...
to eliminate those dimples.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the third one is a pain reliever.
Really? And it's a topical pain reliever.
Yeah, topical pain reliever. Right. Wow. You can use it after a workout or after a long day at work if you work on your feet.
Watch out, biofreeze.
Okay. And you get home, you got a shower, and then you massage your feet and your leg, you know. And you'd be surprised the pain will disappear. You know,
in a matter of minutes.
Yeah.
Wow.
I have a customer, a lady who lives in Fells Point.
Mm-hmm.
She was in an accident, a very terrible accident, and she was relying on pain reliever.
Mm-hmm.
And when she discovered my oil, okay, now she stopped taking pain reliever. She just rubbed herself.
No more medicine.
Almost no. No, she buys it by 2-3 bottle, so she makes sure that because as I told you, they're handmade, and sometimes you have to wait a certain period of the year to get this type of oil.
Mm-hmm. Right, because that's the way the real world, that's the way natural products work.
Right. Yeah,
that's seasonal. If it's going to be fresh, then you have to wait for the season, and you have to. I can appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
For example, if I'm missing something now, okay, I have to wait for the season, you know, because then they're going to have the fresh seeds to press and everything and to extract the oil, okay? And the problem is we try to find some supplier, but we are surprised that some supplier will try to sell you artificial product as natural.
Hmm.
Okay, and there are some simple tests to see if they're natural or artificial.
Okay,
for example, coconut oil. Okay, at a certain temperature, it's solidifying. Very at 50, 60 degrees, leave a bottle of coconut oil in your basement. You come back, it's totally solid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
If it is pure coconut oil, the synthetic one will stay liquid.
That is it. So you can put it in a refrigerator, for example.
Yeah.
And if it turns solid, that's pure.
You know, it's
that's pure.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
If it stays liquid and it's...
Mm-hmm. It's synthetic.
I also heard that same test with virgin oil. Is that very...
What do you mean by virgin oil? We mean
the olive oil?
Olive oil, virgin oil?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can find out that, but it's very possible.
They said if it turns solid in a refrigerator, it's not pure virgin oil, that it's just, it doesn't change in, you know, when it gets cold. It stays very, you know, oily.
But contrary to moringa oil or coconut oil, it becomes solid.
That is interesting.
Okay.
Very interesting.
Whenever someone, mostly during the winter, because my stockroom is in my basement, and all the bottles are solid. Okay, so when I ship them, I send an instruction to the buyer. Just put them next to a window.
Let it sit at
sunlight. Let it sit at sunlight for a few hours. It will become solid. Liquid, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
That's a good way to test a lot of those products that you can buy from the store. That's to see if when it says, 100% moringa oil, you can test it. And I'm assuming, depending on the combination of different things, or does it affect If it's combined with other products?
Okay. Here's a matter of regulation. For example, essential oil. If you make a product, as soon as it has 10% of essential oil, you can sell it as essential oil. So they take any kind of essential oil like jasmine or lavender or citrus, lime, oil, and they put it on in a support, any kind of support like coconut oil, for example, because there's a special what they call it's an artificial coconut oil, but it's the coconut oil that they remove some natural ingredient in it,
right?
And they use it only to blend other,
right?
And if I take that coconut oil and I put 10% of
jasmine.
Of any kind of oil
lavender.
In it, lavender or whatever, I can sell it as
essential
oil.
Interesting.
But it's only 10%.
Right.
I think they can go down to 5%. 5%. Okay? And you can sell it as... So many, you go into store, many places and everything online, and they sell you this as essential oil. But no, they're only 5% of essential oil. Most of the one you burn in your house and everything, most of them are 5%. Some of them are real 100% essential oil. And when you burn them, the 100% essential oil, they're going to burn for a long, 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 long time. If they're 100%.
Wow.
Okay? Mm-hmm. They're going to burn, but they're very expensive.
Right.
They're very expensive.
Right, it makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean,
Getting the real stuff. Getting the real McCoy.
For example, vetiver. Vetiver is extracted from grass roots.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Vetiver. Okay, V-E-T-I-V-E-R.
Vetiver.
Vetiver. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the most expensive essential oil.
Can you run a Bentley motor on it? Keep the Bentley lubed up with it.
No, it's not. It's essential oil. It's not a lubricant.
Okay.
And they use it in perfume and in cologne, and they use it in a very expensive perfume and cologne.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because 1 gallon of that oil sells for, I think, about $30,000.
1 gallon of what?
So they
oil?
Must put it in
vetiver.
So they must put it in Shalimar.
Yeah.
Vetiver is mostly men fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
Shalimar for men.
Mm-hmm. I sell Shalimar.
It's mostly men fragrance. I don't know if you ever heard of Vetiver de Galais. It's made of...
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah. It's what sheiks wear. Sheiks wear it.
With this particular...
Vetiver, yeah. They sheiks wear it up under there.
Under there.
Yeah.
The ears and what in the neck wear.
Vetiver is very, very expensive.
Yeah,
as I told you.
It's like myrrh. It's like... What they would have brought Jesus at the manger.
Right, there you go.
It's precious like that.
Yes.
Yeah, and but it's very, 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 very powerful.
What are some of the benefits other than, what are some of the benefits of that essential oil?
No, vetiver has, vetiver has one very special, very, very special virtue.
It smells good.
It smells good, but it's a calming.
Oh.
Calm you down.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So if you burn vetiver in your house, okay,
you baller for one.
Pardon me?
What?
For one, you're a baller.
Oh.
If you burn it in your house, you're a baller. But
baller means that you're rich. You got
that,
it going
that
on.
That you just like.
No. You can buy half an ounce. Okay.
You know, how much would a half an ounce, for example?
Maybe around between $50 and $100. You can check on the internet.
So, for example, you're talking about burning it, and that it
infuse it,
and
diffuse it,
and you infuse it, infuse it, or right,
diffuse it. Yeah.
So, how much do you need to get the effects?
Of
the calmingness.
Half of a teaspoon.
Half a teaspoon.
Okay. Half of a teaspoon, or maybe a teaspoon, okay.
And that'll last for how long?
Oh, it lasts a long time.
Okay, there you go.
The last time what I did, I built my own diffuser, uh-huh. and I put some water mm-hmm. and sand, mm-hmm. and I put a few drops of vinegar in it,
oh.
and it diffusing. And they use it. It's mainly recommended for people who has hyper kids. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you have any kids who's hyper, mm-hmm. okay, and you know, cannot stay in, you know.
Oh, that's interesting. So you're talking about potentially someone who has ADH, somebody yeah. who has attention deficit disorder.
Yeah.
So that has been a positive outcome. You notice that it calms them down and not allows. I mean, it doesn't create the hyperactivity that you normally experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's well known, you know, people in homeopathy, even some doctors will recommend you, mm-hmm. you know. And that's why I'm coming now. I have the soap, you know, I have the handmade soap, you know, with vinegar.
Yes.
And some, yes. it's also a scrub because it has some tiny bits of vinegar roots in it.
Nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you had a rough day at work, you come home, you take a shower with that soap, mm-hmm. you're very relaxed. You're mm-hmm. very, very relaxed. And if you have a glass of wine, okay.
Add a little bit of sherry with yeah. it. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And yeah. you're relaxed. Okay.
Yeah. And now to let me, you know, keep telling you about my product, you know. My another category of product, I have our teas. And all of them have some very good therapeutic values. One is a sleeping aid.
Okay.
Okay. Made with chamomile. You know, mm-hmm. yeah, and sour soap leaves are, mm-hmm. you know, very.
I'm not familiar with sour soap leaves.
Sour soap. Sour soap is it's a tropical tree.
It's from a pickle tree?
It's a tropical
mm-hmm.
tree.
Mm-hmm.
You can, many people plant it in Florida. You can plant it in.
I never saw that.
Yeah, you can plant it also in southern Texas. I made some research recently in Texas. You can mm-hmm. plant it also in some part of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And California, also in southern California. And it goes well up to 3,000 feet. You know, altitude. Okay.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sour soap. Sour soap is known as a cancer fighter fruit.
Interesting. So, describe that a little bit more so I can get a visual of this.
Sour soap. It's a green. It's about 6 inches of diameter. You know, mm-hmm. About 6 to 8 inches. Some of them, I have grown some in my yard that went up to 12 inches, very big in diameter.
Hmm.
And the skin is very rough and we plenty of spikes on the skin.
Like okay. the aloe vera plant.
No, aloe vera is a cactus. I'm talking, yes. this is a tree.
Yeah, oh wow. But it looks like, well, so it was pulled up on the computer, and it looks like a
prickly pear.
Pretty much like a prickly pear.
It's like a pear that's got prickles on it.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
The leaves are used for as a sleeping aid, okay? And they are also used for high blood pressure.
Interesting. So mm-hmm. this is that sour sop, spelling it S-O-U-R.
S-O-U-R-S-O-U-P.
They have it as S-O-U-R-S-O-P, soursop.
Oh, soursop, mm-hmm. okay.
And so I'm hearing the benefits of this particular tropical fruit is cancer fighting.
It's first, it makes the best smoothie ever.
It makes a smoothie.
It makes the best smoothie.
Is it sweet?
Mm-hmm. No, it's sour.
It's sour. Oh, yeah. Okay.
It says sour.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
But you blend it and you put some milk in it, you know, mm-hmm. and you make a very good smoothie mm-hmm. out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be careful because it make you calm down and sleep. That's why.
Don't have it in the morning.
Yeah, it makes you
slow. Nighttime
smoothie.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a natural.
And also ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And also ice cream.
Blended in ice cream.
Yeah. you can make ice cream. Mm-hmm. And the tea I have is artichoke.
Artichoke tea?
Mm-hmm. Artichoke tea. It's a liver cleanser.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. People who drink a lot.
Like alcohol? Or
alcohol, okay. You know, right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alcohol, mm-hmm. You know.
You need a detoxing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. If you eat very greasy and you smell like, you feel like your stomach, you know, you smell like, you feel like your tongue are heavy and bitter, that means that your liver is fighting to digest.
If your tongue is very bitter, when you say when you eat foods and it's
For example, bitter. If you've been consuming a lot of alcohol, a lot of liquor, hard liquor mostly, and or you've been eating some greasy, very greasy food, and sometimes you feel in the morning you feel like your tongue, okay, is very heavy and bitter. Mm-hmm. It's that means that your liver is fighting to digest. To process all that alcohol and grease.
Mm.
Okay? And if you want to help your liver, drink some artichoke tea.
Artichoke tea.
Okay?
Artichoke I'm just gonna, like, that doesn't sound very appetizing.
No. Artichoke tea doesn't have a very good taste.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's like castor oil.
Like, no, it's better than castor oil. Okay. It's easier to swallow than castor oil.
Okay.
But it just has a bitter taste, that's all. Right. You can put some...
Right, I mean, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Well, you can just put some honey.
Can you put honey in there?
Yeah, you can put honey.
Give it a different flavor.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Give it a different flavor. Mm-hmm. And I have also tea blend, different type of herbs that are blend. Mm-hmm. Okay, one is good for the digestion system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have one which is very good for the common cold, with orange pulp, and I have my bestseller. Okay, my bestseller is an herb that they use to fight worm. Body worm, you know, worm, you know. And many years ago, we had some grandmother recipe, but this herb named sumi. Okay, it's a small tree, about 2 feet tall, small bush. And you take the leaves and you make a tea out of it, okay? And it's worm killer.
Okay, so you mean like intestinal worm?
Intestinal worm.
Okay, and that's your bestseller? That's one of your bestsellers?
I was surprised.
It's like, there's a lot of people running around here with worms?
I was surprised. I always thought.
Who out here in 2019 running around with worms?
I've heard of wingworms, but I mean the intestinal worms?
Yeah. Well,
everybody has worms.
Really?
Yeah. So. I got them too. Everybody, you got them.
I got them?
Yeah. Everybody got them.
Yeah.
You got them.
You know,
you'd be eating that pork chop. Got them worms in there.
But at a certain level, okay, you know.
At a certain level, it's starting.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know. And one of my teas is an energizer. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's an energizer tea.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
a natural, like a Red Bull. like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It gives you wings. Like, for some reason, Red Bull can get away with saying that it gives you wings. I don't know how they got that claim, but that's their slogan.
Red Bull is mainly a cocktail of vitamin C and
taurine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And they have to put some alkaloid in it. You know, it's like a drug. You know, mm-hmm. And it gives you a booster. You slap. You know,
right.
But after that, you feel more down.
Right.
You chill. I encountered that in Germany. That's where I came across Red Bull 20 years ago. Over 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Before it really was popular here, it was like popular there. Nightclubs, you know.
You mean after all the drinking? Or
no, just like. These were like techno, like discos where people were
jumping up and down. I got you.
They just had to keep going. So it was either, you know, it was a big thing. But if there's a natural way to do it without that fall off, I'm there for it.
So yeah, it's a good energizer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we don't have that the same outcome where now you just drop after you.
Or is it a caffeinated?
Decaffeinated. Yeah.
It's decaffeinated.
Yeah, decaffeinated.
Okay. Yeah. So, but yet you get a Zolt, and
all of them are decaffeinated. Okay.
Right.
And the Energizer one, it's a blend of moringa,
okay,
leaves, mm-hmm, you know, and and other leaves that is yellow that I cannot pronounce the name in English. I cannot tell.
You can you can say it in. Is it in French? Or
I think we might have a couple listeners in France.
Yes.
It's something named l'amitié.
L'amitié.
Yeah.
L'amitié.
It's
sounds like lemon tea.
Yeah, it does.
Lemon tea is part of the other one that is good for digestion.
Okay.
It's lemongrass.
Right, right. Yeah, mm-hmm, lemongrass.
Mm-hmm.
Right. All right. So before we move on to the next product, I want to do a quick recap.
No, I have just, in my head. No.
Well, I'm talking about for the listeners.
Yeah.
So they can, you know, Yeah. So we'll real quick. We started our conversation and you talked about moringa and castor oil as your two oil. These are oil products that are single oil and they're used topical oils. Then you talked about the oil blends for a variety of different applications,
yeah,
from hair care to pain relief.
We talked about the essential oils.
Yeah, we talked about the difference in like the purity of the essential oils and how you can tell when you have a pure oil versus a blended oil by the way
for
that it reacts
oil,
to,
yes,
for certain oils. You talked about your teas and some of their properties and the way that they are used. And I know you have some more products that you want to share with us. So we can jump back in and say more, or if you want to review any of the other things we've talked about so far, or you can go to.
No, I'm going to talk rapidly of a few other products, and then I will make a stop on the oils.
Okay.
Okay, the pure oils.
Okay.
Okay. I carry three different soaps.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they're all handmade soap. I have the Beauty Balm, which is a soap of, it's a blend of different, you know, herbs and spices and everything. Turmeric, coconut, you know.
That's your jam.
Yeah, that's my jam.
Karen, that's turmeric is Karen's jam.
Yeah. Oh, that would be very nice on you, you know. Okay. Really, if you use Beauty Balm, mm-hmm, it removes spots, you know, and everything and give you a nice, smooth complexion.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Karen's like, what you saying? So what you saying?
What I mean?
Karen's like, so what you saying?
What you implying?
Yeah.
No, you know, what I mean is that with the summer coming, you're going to be exposed to the sun and everything.
Yes.
Right, right.
And you can have a blemish, you know, a discoloration and
yes,
stuff like that. But it gives you a uniform, you know, you know.
I know I used to get real black in the summer to work in the field and I'd get like 4 or 5 shades darker.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just from being outside.
You tan really easy.
If you want to call it tanning, I brown easy. Yeah. I brown up.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I know that a lot of times that is not, skincare is something that people with darker complexions don't pay as much attention to. They don't pay as much attention to their exposure to the sun. Don't wear, you know, they don't think about protecting themselves in that way.
Mm-hmm.
There's different ways that different types of skin react to the sun, but say something about sort of the health properties of these balms or this balm.
Yeah, this is the Beauty Balm. It's a mm-hmm, soap, okay? And I have basil. Basil soap, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Basil soap.
These all sound delicious.
I know. Are they edible?
And my favorite, the vetiver soap. The vetiver soap is way my favorite.
Oh, the vetiver, yeah. That's the vetiver soap. That's for ballers only. That's for... Yeah.
The vetiver soap is my favorite, you know,
mm-hmm,
and I love to use it at night, you know, at the,
right,
in the evening.
I just want to point out that Gerald didn't bring any samples or anything. So you're listening, you're not missing out. We don't have any samples for this stuff here. So I don't want y'all to feel like, man, I wish I was there so I could sample it. We wish that too.
Right.
Well, maybe next time he'll bring some samples.
Yeah.
So we can co-sign out how fabulous this stuff smells.
But Karen,
you used the products though.
Yes.
She tested
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So I guess that's fair enough. That's fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, you think you were just going to walk through this door and speak on this mic without testing? No.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm just here. Hello. I know that I want some vitiver soap now. I think I want that. Smells good in my life, too.
And he wants to be known as the baller.
Now, you know, smelling good is something. It's really important.
Oh, yeah.
It's good to smell good.
I tell you, if you want to attract a chick or a female, you better smell good.
A chick.
Yes.
A chick.
That's throwing
back to the chickens, barnyard pimp.
Exactly.
Yeah, smell is part of, some people will hate me for what I'm going to say, you know, but smell is part of in our natural evolvement. I mean, you know.
Right, it's your attraction. Yes. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, it's
how you find a mate.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Right. No, nobody going to hate you for that.
No.
That's
no, because some people are against this theory or saying that we evolute.
Okay? Right. Yeah, we're animals. Yeah.
No, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But basically, we are animals, yes. And we have right. some, you know, basic, you know, function, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's like a computer.
Like, it's like, rawr, behave.
Because I said that, you know, and I was in some discussion group and I came with that and I say, oh, no, you're not right and everything, because we've been created like this by God and everything. Well, yeah, but we still
the same. Even if that's, even still, you that same person, if you walk by them and you're smelling right, they're gonna feel something, they're going to think something. Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah, if you smell like a rat, you know.
Well, I like how your the Zella products are creating great smells, not from the topical, just not topical, but also internally, because a lot of your products are internally ingested. And so with those homeopathic style products, they also cleanse, mm-hmm. from what I'm hearing, mm-hmm. And probably create a greater, when we perspire or when we are just in our natural scent,
yeah,
we'll probably have that nice scent. Yeah, maybe that nice scent, it makes a difference.
Right. It does.
Yeah,
it
but does. You
still
are,
wash up though.
Yeah. Right.
For example, if you eat a lot of garlic,
mm-hmm.
okay, people with very high garlic consumption, they smell like garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They do.
Okay. Yeah, you smell, you are what you eat.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't let me find out you're eating that turmeric soap though. Don't let me find out.
That turmeric soap, really, I didn't, to tell you the truth, I didn't believe in it personally that much.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't believe in it.
Initially?
People bought it, you know, gave me so many good reviews about it.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
It
yes,
works.
With, it yeah. works.
Hey,
there you go.
That's all you need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember I gave one. When I first started, I gave one to someone, you know. I had some small samples, you know, sample size.
Mm-hmm.
And I gave, I went to fair, and I gave a lady a small sample size, you know. And 1 month later, she called me on the phone to tell me how good this soap is, you know, and her complexion is so beautiful and everything. She loves it. And since then, she's been a very, you know, regular customer, you know.
Right. See, we try to get you right around here, you dig? Like we had a couple of weeks ago, we were telling you, you know, drink that water, get that glowing skin. Now we're telling you, you know, use that turmeric soap, beauty bar.
The beauty bar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can have you go right around here, smelling mm-hmm. good, looking good, feeling good.
Yeah. I also have all the product, which is extraordinary, which is very good. It's a souffle. It's a coconut souffle. It's made of coconut oil and cocoa butter.
Mm, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's excellent for your hair. For example, for kids' hair, you know, if you're combing their hair and everything, you can use that souffle. It's grease the scalp, okay, and leave a very fresh, you know.
So what if you tend the hair? You tend the hair, it's still going to be all right?
You tangle, yeah, to detangle, you know, hair. And also have the African black soap.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but in paste. Not
it's a paste.
Yeah,
a paste.
Okay. But because it's mixed with honey, with pure honey. Mm. Okay.
This all sounds so luxurious.
Yeah, but they're not that expensive.
Right. I mean, yeah. Sometimes luxury is in the experience of having it. Mm-hmm. You know.
It is. Now, if I can ask, is your products, especially your beauty aids, with regards to the hair, is it across all cultural baselines, or is it just targeted towards one particular market?
Okay. Natural product users have been educated to use those products. Now, that's what I'm trying to do as much as possible, is educating people. Because it's an education. When you've been brought up, for example, to trust such brand that's mm-hmm. on the shelf,
yeah.
on your local pharmacy,
yeah.
but they make thousands, billions of dollars of advertising to make you choose that brand, okay? If you want to leave what you used to use mm-hmm. and switch to natural product, it's a matter of an education. You have to know toward what you're going to.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The benefits of that particular product.
Of, yeah.
And how to choose it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. how to choose the product. Mm-hmm. It's an education.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, some culture are more reluctant than others.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because we're in a country where there's a lot of culture living next to each other, okay? Some culture are more penetrable, you know, they're more open mm-hmm. to try new things, but some others are more reluctant,
mm-hmm.
okay? Mm-hmm. It depends, and because so a lot of those products, a lot of people used to use them, you know, and it's an ancestral.
Their ancestors were more and already educated and introduced them to it.
Yes.
So it's just an
there's
easy
a familiar
thing.
Air. Yes. There's a familiar air to. Oh, my grandmother. Mm-hmm. My grandmother mm-hmm. used to say something mm-hmm. about this, or yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's familiar to them still.
Yes.
I realize that people from the South have a better tendency to use them than people from the North.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I could see culturally there has been an evolution or a change or perspectives have changed because we. We're used to the fast life more on the northern end, you know. So you tend to just go to the store, buy what a familiar
exactly.
product is, you
exactly.
know, as opposed to do more research, unless you say that's an interest involved in that. So I can see where the educational piece is very vital in equipping a newcomer to try to understand and engage in a different approach towards their beauty and health and care.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. But the Southerners have a tendency to live closer to nature,
mm-hmm.
okay?
Yes.
Maybe because they have more open space and everything, mm-hmm. while Northern and people from the North, mostly the Northeast, and the, you know, they live in packed cities.
Yes. More okay. More density.
More density.
Yes.
You know, but while Southerners, you know, they have.
So I just want to point out to everyone that Maryland is in the South.
Yeah.
We're on the Mason-Dixon line, so
it's south of the Mason-Dixon line.
Still
leave leave Baltimore, go to Harford County, and tell me what's good. So, yeah, I do agree that there are, coming from North Carolina, which is south of here, there is more of at least an awareness of the parts of my family who live down there of a lot of remedies, a lot of ways of doing things that are very natural in terms of the way that we heal and care for ourselves.
I can tell you, I shipped twice in the to the south and to the north.
Yeah.
You know, some places like Chicago, Detroit, I almost never sell there. But Georgia, South Carolina, you know, mm-hmm. Louisiana, those are a big destination for me. You know, mm-hmm. a lot of people there. In Georgia, I have some great, great customers, you know, mm-hmm. and they love those products, you know. In Alabama, I have some, you know. But as I can tell you, I have more customers in the South than in the North. In some cities in the North are just drought for me.
Right. I think that in some cases, too, it could be, I know that there is a natural customer base there. But also, once you go into a city, you are more likely to find a store that sells natural products than you are in the South. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's so I know that there's still a demand, especially with for people who immigrate here from different places who are also familiar with these products, seek them out. But they have like someone's got a little shop or someone's got something. Whereas in the South, ain't nothing out there but you can't find it anywhere else. So it's really powerful that you are bringing these products and making these products available to a group of people.
Exactly. That's why, you know, and also I have a couple of ethnic products that are aiming to the Haitian people, okay? And like example, the black mushroom. Mm-hmm. And Karen have made the taste it already and she loves it, the black mushroom, okay? And it's targeted to, you know, specific ethnic, you know. Mm-hmm. And
when you say it's targeted to a specific...
To the Haitian, it's targeted to Haitians.
Yes.
Yeah.
But what can you share with the listeners what you mean by that? Why is it particularly targeted to...
Okay, because we eat it and you have to know how to prepare it.
It really has a nice taste to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you cook it and you blend it with... what are some of your suggestions? Is it with rice? Is it with meat?
We use it to make the black rice.
Mm-hmm. That's what.
Okay,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you can also use it as a broth.
Yes, like a soup, like to make a soup.
No.
Okay.
No, if you want to make like a sauce.
A sauce. Okay.
Sauce, you know, and very thick sauce and black sauce, and you cook your chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you brown your chicken.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and instead of adding broth, you prepare a black broth with this mushroom, and you put it in your chicken with okra.
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Now I understand why you laughed. Okra.
Okay. Yeah.
The slimy vegetable.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like okra.
No.
But it's a particular, very particular recipe from the South. Really the end south of the island.
Okay, of Haiti.
Yeah, of Haiti. It's a very regional, you know, recipe. And only people from this particular region eat that.
Okay, all right. So is it considered a delicatessen in certain regions? Because you say only a particular region of Haiti tends to prepare and eat this black mushroom.
No, I'm talking about when you use it as a broth to eat
as
chicken.
A broth. Okay.
Yeah, but the black rice, all region, everybody eat the black rice, but only on big occasion, because it's very expensive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's very expensive because you cannot farm it.
Mm.
You cannot farm it. You have to pick it up when it grows wild.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. There are certain. Yes.
Yeah. You have to forage.
Mm-hmm.
You have to forage it.
We wanted to circle back. Are there any other products that you want to share with the podcast listeners?
Only one. It's the vanilla extract, the natural
vanilla
extract.
Extract.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
The natural vanilla extract, you know, we make. And made with pure vanilla, you know, pods.
The beans.
Beans.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a last one is a suntan lotion.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
Suntan lotion.
A suntan lotion?
Suntan lotion.
What? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, suntan lotion made out of wuku.
Okay, hit me with that one more time.
Wuku is what the Native American, Native Indian, used to rub in this on them to have that red skin color.
Yeah, I remember. Okay.
Okay.
It's called what again?
Wuku.
Wuku?
R-O-U-C-O-U, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I have a suntan lotion made out of wuku, okay?
Okay. Now, you're going to please explain this wuku.
it's a seed. okay? And you have to put it to make a solution and leave it there until everything turn red. Mm-hmm. And after that, you extract. I'm not the you know, because I forgot to tell you that I have a partner, and she has a PhD in homeopathy, mm-hmm. okay, in aromatherapy. Okay.
Homeopathic therapy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she's the one who prepare. She has the lab, okay, and she went with the labs and prepare everything, you know. Mm-hmm. I forgot to tell you that. I don't. Some product, I have the idea. For example, I'm going to tell you about a product that I created mm-hmm. in my head.
Yes.
And I ask her, can you mix that for me? And she's the one who did, you know, does all the mixing, mm-hmm. you know.
Makes sense.
And mm-hmm. make the product come alive. Mm-hmm. Okay. And she's Dr. Lauren, okay? Dr. Lauren, as I told you, is a PhD in homeopathy, and she's the one who created all those blends and everything, you know.
Yes.
And she traveled all over the world, mm-hmm. you know, mostly empowering women, okay? She went as far as Denmark, okay, Thailand, creating, you know, women association, empowering women to show them what they can do with the natural, you know, the plant they have, and teach them, you know, so they can create association and everything and create product and natural product and to sell. So, she goes like that all over the world. She used to be in the Caribbean, she used to be in Belize, in St. Martin, and then a few years ago she moved back to Haiti, and now the factory, you know, it's not really a factory, but I could call it a factory, is in Haiti now. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what she did, she went to the mountaintop. A small village in the mountain.
In Haiti?
In Haiti. Mm-hmm. And she got all the women. And she make, she create an association. Okay? And in those women, they plant the tea leaves. Okay? They plant all kind of verbena, lemongrass, and everything mm-hmm. up in the mountain about 2,000 meters above sea level, which is about 6,000 feet. Okay? Small village in the mountain. And they have a greenhouse, and they also have, and this woman association, they're the one who plant, mm-hmm. they have the garden of all these tea leaves, you know. Mm.
Mm, very good, thank you. Mm. Mm-hmm.
So every time you drink a cup of tea, okay, there's somewhere a woman that send his kid to school.
Wow, that's well, yeah. So thank you, and with that wellness that you're creating in the community, we are also creating wellness in someone else's life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Mm-hmm.
Very good, excellent.
Okay.
I know we thought about if you wanted to circle back around your.
The moringa oil, you want yes. to know more about the moringa
yes,
oil.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And that product you created, there was a product yeah, you created.
With moringa oil.
Okay, very good.
That product I created, okay. And I already gave you the story about the chicken.
Yes, we love that story.
All right, hit us.
Okay, but what is moringa? A lot of people don't know about moringa here in the United States. It's very popular in Canada.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the hairdresser industry knows about it because they want to put it on the hair.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's very, very, very good for the hair.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Moringa, the tree, is from India. Mm. Okay. But they discovered that in ancient Egypt, they used to use moringa. And the moringa tree is called the miracle tree. Mm-hmm. Because it has so many benefits. Okay? You can treat high blood pressure, diabetes, all kind of benefits with moringa. You know, this tree is extremely important in certain cultural, you know, and due to its impressive health effect, you know, it has become globally available. And as I told you, our field of moringa trees is a wild field, very wild. There is no what we use. We don't use herbicide. Okay, mm-hmm. We use goat.
You use goat.
Goats to eat the other weeds.
Weeds.
Use goat to eat the weeds.
Mm-hmm. We use goat to eat the weeds, you know.
Yeah.
But when the tree get, you know, its full potential, we don't need, you know, the weeds can grow, it doesn't matter anymore. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the oil we make is what we call extra virgin oil. It's cold pressed. Mm-hmm. Because some oil, what they do, they take the seeds, they boil them. Okay, and after the boiling process, they extract the oil.
Yeah, because oil separates from the water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We don't do that. We go just press them cold, mm-hmm. cold press. Mm-hmm. And when you cold press, the extraction is, you have less extraction. Okay, and but the quality is much, much better,
right?
And I start using moringa oil, and I had an idea one day, is trying to put a fragrance in the moringa oil. So I went to see my friend, the doctor, Dr. Loa, and I said, Dr. Loa, can you I have an idea, you know, and I'm trying to, you know. And she said, what is your idea? I said, I'd like to put fragrance in moringa oil. And she said, oh, that's a great idea. And I told her, I don't want any artificial fragrance. It has to be essential oil. And she said, give me 2 weeks, and I'm going to make them for you. Mm-hmm. And that's why I have coconut, vetiver.
Okay, I was getting ready to say, it's got to be some vetiver in there somewhere.
Yeah. Okay. Coconut, vetiver, citrus. Lavender, vanilla, okay, and of course I sell also the pure one with no scent, okay, and the best seller are coconut, mm-hmm. Lavender, and also vetiver,
right.
Because a lot of people buy the soap,
right.
And the oil,
and
the
yes.
scent, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the coconut one, mm-hmm. the coconut. It's excellent for hair. It's very, very good. Karen tried it, mm-hmm. you know, for hair. Mm-hmm. And you see, that's natural hair Karen has here, you know. Mm-hmm. And
y'all can't see it, but.
What do you mean you can't see it?
No, I'm talking to the podcast listeners. This is not a video podcast, but I just want to co-sign, yes, you know, that Karen has very nice hair. And if she was willing to put that product in her hair, I you know, mm-hmm. that's a good endorsement for it.
Yeah, yes. She tried the coconut one, moringa
mm-hmm.
coconut,
mm-hmm.
and I think her hair grew at least 4 or 5 inches since it started, you know, using the coconut.
Has it been growing?
Oh, yeah.
Your hair's been growing?
Yes. Haven't you noticed? Look how long it's gotten.
Oh, I mean, I don't know how long you've been using. Like, I don't know the story.
Right,
you
okay,
did?
Right.
Like,
yes.
I mean, I don't have any frame of reference.
Right.
Maybe 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the winter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's about to get
late fall, beginning winter.
Usually, you have it up.
Yeah, so that's true. I do have my my little
Princess Leia buns.
Right.
Okay, so you get so it grows hair, huh?
Mm-hmm.
All right,
and also, you can use it also for antiseptic. Okay,
oh.
Like if you have
the coconut
oil, the moringa oil.
Moringa oil. Okay,
coconut oil is very good for dandruff also.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes,
I mean it's not coconut oil; it's moringa
with coconut.
With coconut, very good.
Okay, mm-hmm. The property is in the moringa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can use moringa oil for athlete foot.
Athletic foot.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
You can use it for fungus.
Yes, yes, you did share that with me.
Okay, mm-hmm. fungus. Man, have a tendency to have fungus, you know, in the genital area, you know.
Jock itch. Y'all know what they're talking about.
Yeah. And you can use it to fight fungus. It's very efficient. Nail fungus. Acid foot. Mm-hmm. Okay, another fungus. And I use moringa oil on my skin because as soon as the temperature reach 70 and above, I start peeling.
Okay.
My legs and feet start peeling.
Peeling.
They're so mm-hmm. dry.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And I use them on my, you know, feet mm-hmm. and leg, you know. And I stop using chemical.
Right.
Know, some years ago.
Like, mm-hmm. Right. No more Jergens, no more. yeah, just no more Jergens lotion, just straight off the shelf with a bunch of stuff in it.
Yeah, but you can use Vaseline.
Vaseline?
Vaseline. Mm-hmm. If it is pure petroleum jelly.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Not Vaseline, petroleum jelly.
Right. Yes.
Vaseline is a brand of petroleum jelly.
Right. Correct.
Petroleum jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Petroleum jelly is something, it's what it's they call
a barrier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's an inert product. You can mix it with all kinds of things.
Yes, correct. That's right, what I right. do. Yeah, especially with some of my patients who are have cellulitis and
chafing.
Yeah, well, not for the chafing so much because we address that with other approaches from a medical standpoint. But what with the Vaseline and when you have cellulitis, there's that you're correct combining it. Because it's more of a barrier protection, because a lot of times with cellulitis you have open wounds that are at a stage that doesn't need to be covered, but they need to mm-hmm. be protected. So yeah, we do blend it with some of the Vaseline, the petroleum jelly. Correct. Yeah.
But a lot of air product gel, I don't know how to call that you
yes.
use to, like Dax, you know,
yes.
things they used to use as a kid when they mm-hmm. were a kid, your mm-hmm. mother or your grandmother mm-hmm. used to use in your hair.
Dax, yeah.
Dax,
yes.
It's a blend of
yep,
some product
correct.
Mixed into petroleum jelly.
Yeah, that's correct.
That blue magic. Jelly.
Yes, yeah, in blue magic, yes, 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 yes.
Your mom had a bunch of it on the back of her
mm-hmm.
back of her palm.
Yep,
the right
palm
there.
Right there. You remember those days, right?
Yeah. You sit on the floor.
Yes.
Hot plate. Yeah, with a comb sitting on the hot
That's
plate.
Right.
You sitting there probably watching TV.
Yes, watching TV.
Yep.
You better not move.
You better not move. You're getting burnt.
Going.
I mean, I never had to go through this. I just witnessed it.
Yeah, you witnessed it. Yeah. It's a major ordeal.
People still do that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A friend of mine, a daughter was getting married 6 months ago. And she lives in New York. And she went all over New York looking for someone because she's a hipster. And she doesn't use any chemical on her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's a hipster?
Yeah.
Okay.
She was getting married and mm-hmm. she wanted someone to do her hair with hot comb.
Mm-hmm. That hot comb. Mm-hmm.
You know, to do something with hot comb. Finally, she found someone.
She found someone.
Okay, yeah, who did it for some $1,000.
Oh, my goodness. You should have sent it down here. I want
to
charge
create,
you.
To create, you know.
Oh, it's, yeah.
A style, you know.
Style. Okay.
But not with perm or anything. With
yeah.
hot comb.
Oh, with the hot comb, yes.
You know, mm-hmm. It was very beautiful.
It yeah. turned out very pretty.
With the flowers in it and everything.
Oh, nice.
It was nice, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Okay.
Beautiful mm-hmm. creation in your hair mm-hmm. with hot comb because she wanted to have this natural look.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting.
So back to our...
Moringa oil.
Moringa, so you said vetiver...
Vetiver citrus.
Okay.
With lime, vanilla.
So and how long have those been available?
Since I started, when I came to Baltimore a year and a half ago.
You invented those before you started the business?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I had to do invention and then get all the license and everything to export and import license and everything, registration and everything, you know. So I had to go through all this process. Okay.
And do you ship worldwide or?
The only foreign country I ship is Canada.
Okay, so just North America?
North America.
Okay.
But I've shipped to Alaska and Hawaii.
All right. Mm-hmm. So here we go.
There you go.
Listeners, you can get your get your hands on these products and try them out.
Mm-hmm.
And if you live in the in North America.
Oh yeah, if you live
in Canada.
Well, that's in North America.
Yeah, yeah, well, never.
And, U.S. and
yes, yeah. U.S.
If
and
you
Canada.
Live in the United States, usually you get your product within 3 days, 3 to 4 days,
mm-hmm.
because usually I ship the same day.
Okay.
If you place an order early in the morning, it will be shipped before 5, usually.
Okay.
It will be out before 5.
All right.
Okay. Because I still work, but I work twice a day, so I go back home for lunch.
Check for orders.
Fulfill. If there's any order, I pack them, prepare them, pack them. Before I came here, I shipped 2 orders. On my way here, and I stopped by, and I saw because I can stop by the post office and drop a couple of orders I had.
Well, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, I hope that y'all go ahead and order some stuff. Can you give us the website again? How do people order?
Actually, I'm using a virtual supermarket.
Okay.
A virtual mall, which is Etsy.
Oh, so y'all know where Etsy. Y'all know Etsy.
Yeah, I have a shop in Etsy.
Okay,
which perfect. Is a super, you know, Etsy is it's a mall. It's
yeah,
a virtual
absolutely.
Mall,
I know okay? Etsy.
And
it's perfect place for this.
Yeah,
it's perfect place for
and
this.
And I rented a small shop into Etsy.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm building my own website.
All right.
Okay. I've been trying to build it for a year, you know. But it's operational. Just need some editing.
Okay.
My own website, but I don't want to disclose because it happened to me.
Yeah, you
tell someone Etsy, about my website.
Yeah, we're gonna go to send on the Etsy.
Etsy, it's easy. It's Zile Natural.
All right,
Etsy.com.
Awesome. We'll definitely put this in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's spell it one more time.
Z-I-L-E.
Z-I-L-E. Looks like Zile.
Zile.
Okay.
Yeah, you can pronounce it Zile.
So Zile dot...
Zile Natural.
Zile Natural.
Dot Etsy.
Dot Etsy.
Dot com.
That's super easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So y'all need to go there and check it out. Step your fragrance game up. Get you some of that vetiver. In your life, calm down with it. Smell
good with it. Vetiver is very, very. It has. If you make some research, you will see that.
I'm sitting here looking at.
I'm looking at it. Yeah, it has a calming effect.
All right. So find your chill.
Yeah.
Find your chill.
That's why I really recommend vetiver to during the evening. Okay.
A little glass of wine.
Yeah.
And then what was the thing that cleans your liver after?
artichoke.
Right. So yeah, go ahead and take a shower with some vinegar, chill out, have a glass of wine, then do an artichoke tea to cleanse your liver.
Artichoke tea. I recommend that mostly after holidays.
After the big game, right? So
I recommend that.
So if you got a hangover, go ahead and do that because you probably got some toxification.
Don't wait to have a hangover.
Do
you've
it.
You've been out drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Get home,
have
make
the
a tea. Have a cup of tea, mm-hmm. and you will wake up so fresh in the morning.
Right. So don't walk around here with a hangover like you. 22 years old, you don't know how to hold your liquor. Get some tea. Drink some tea.
I have a good friend of mine. He's a heavy drinker, and he wakes up in the morning and he said, "I'm in the coma."
He's in a coma. Well, you better drink that artichoke tea.
Artichoke tea, yes.
And I feel like I need to make this same qualifying remark. We're not endorsing. This is a wellness show. We're not endorsing overindulging in anything. But if it happens, you know.
That's
then.
It. Yeah.
If it happens.
Yeah, because wellness is, and good point you're making there, because wellness is about balance and happiness. So there are times that we indulge in what we feel is happiness occasions. Well, you said New Year's Eve, right? Football game.
Yeah.
You know, that's
wellness. Not New Year's Eve.
Oh.
New Year's.
New Year's because Day.
Because you've been drinking New Year's Eve.
Yeah, that's but that's after, but we're talking about...
After, right.
We're talking about...
Well, you can take it New Year's Eve when you get home, but usually New Year's Eve when you get home, you're so tired. Mm-hmm. You don't have time to... You don't feel like drinking any tea. Mm. So you better drink it in the morning.
In the morning, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very good. Okay.
It's very good for...
I mean, you know, unless you're like me, I stay home and I journal on New Year's Eve.
Me too.
Oh. So... Mm-hmm. So I could take it if I needed to, you know.
Me too. That's the only reason I'm home, well, mostly.
Mm-hmm. All right, Gerald. All right. Yeah. Is there anything that else that you want to share that you have did not have a chance to share? We're a little bit over an hour now, so.
I want to say something.
Okay.
Traditional medicine. I've been around for thousands and thousands of years. When you, Africa or Far East Asia, people have been living in those areas for 10,000 years. And they got sick and they treat themselves. And they use, you know, traditional medicine, you know, mm-hmm. roots, leaves, fruits, vegetables to, you know, to heal themselves. Now we've lost that. Okay, and as I was saying before, 50 years ago, we were much more closer to nature than now. Okay, now we live in the era of speed. Everything has to be faster. Okay, but are we going faster to our end in this fast-paced era? Maybe we're going faster to our end. Mm-hmm. So I would suggest, you know, people to educate themselves on natural product, educate themselves on nature, okay, and what nature can bring to you. Mm-hmm. And it's very important, the education. Now, my dream would be to be able to educate the local community, mm-hmm. to educate more people, and I hope somewhere, and maybe with the help of Karen, okay, we can be able to have some live seminar or webinar on, you know, homeopathy. Okay, or aromatherapy, all right? And that's it's just a suggestion, you know.
Very good.
Just like that, mm-hmm. Okay? Mm-hmm. But I think it's very important to educate the people.
Yes.
On that matter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, education brings results, and we agree. And we appreciate you bringing your education and your resources and being an actual impact in making wellness happen, bringing quality living to everyday life. So thank you.
You're welcome. That was such a pleasure, and to be in such a nice company here. And
all right.
Okay.
Glad to have you. I'm excited about trying some of the stuff.
Anytime I can maybe try to have my partner here, I told you, which is a PhD in aromatherapy.
Almost definitely.
We're going to try to have it.
Most definitely. Just look. Okay. Yeah, most definitely. All right. Thanks.
All right, y'all. Have a good week. See you next
week. Thank you. Same to you.
The Wellness Connection podcast is brought to you by Hail Wellness, a social and interactive platform where we connect our community to local businesses, organizations, and individuals who have tools, services, and programs that nurture the mind, body, and spirit. Engage in awareness by taking our free wellness assessment and take first steps towards optimizing your wellness. Visit wellnessconnection.health.